piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton.
And we're the Food Guys. I'll tell you what's really wonderful is you have this terrific new book that's just out.
It's soufflés.
Soufflés. Who knew that it was so glorious?
Well, soufflés are very French because it's essentially a French technique. The first soufflés came around towards the end of the 1700s. And over time, they became highly developed and modified. And I wanted to explore them as a single subject book, which I have never written before. Mm-hmm. But it allowed me to really focus on what is the heart and soul of a soufflé. I discovered certainly most soufflés that we're familiar with are the hot ones.
Yes.
But I also discovered that the savory ones are absolutely just as good as the dessert ones. It's usually the dessert ones that get the attention. I've been to many restaurants where if you want a soufflé, you have to let them know ahead of time, as if I knew I would have the appetite at the end of a meal for a soufflé, but they expect you to do that. Whereas for a savory soufflé, you order it, you still have to wait for it to come. They are absolutely delicious. I've also found that you don't need special ramekins, although I love using individual ramekins. You can use coffee cups, custard cups, pie plates for bigger soufflés. Skillet works really well for a main dish soufflé. I wanted also to explore what we call refrigerated or frozen soufflés, which are really mousses. You wrap a collar around a soufflé dish, and you fill it with your mousse mixture, and then you put it in the refrigerator or freezer because you can make an ice cream out of it or just have a nice cold mousse. And then when you bring it out ready to serve, you peel away this paper collar, and it looks like it's a soufflé that has risen up high above the edge of the dish. So I devoted a fair section of the book to that.
The word soufflé strikes terror into the hearts of some cooks.
I know, and I do not understand it. My philosophy is get over it and make a soufflé because it's no different than making a sponge cake or an angel food cake or a mousse or anything that you've ever whipped egg whites for and then incorporated them into a batter and baked it. Because a soufflé is just beaten egg whites folded into a very flavorful base because it's the base, which can be fruit, cheese, a vegetable like eggplant. That flavored base then has the egg whites incorporated into it, and then you put that in the oven and it rises strictly by the air that you have carefully beaten into the whites and then incorporated by folding into the base.
I was reading your wonderful book and I was surprised to learn that the first soufflés that Carême, he had used pastries.
Actually, he used canvas casings.
Canvas.
And then you ate them out of the canvas and then you washed the canvas and you could use them again.
Yeah.
The ramekins were developed and various tinned dishes like a Charlotte mold. The Charlotte mold is about 4 inches tall. It's of tinned metal and it's got two little heart-shaped handles. The fact that it's about 4 inches high, you can have a really spectacularly tall soufflé, especially if it rises about 3 inches above the rim.
Yeah. And when did you first make a soufflé?
I made a soufflé for the first time after watching Julia make it. And I certainly had known about soufflés, but I had not ever seen anybody make one. She made a lot on her French Chef series. But one of the first ones she made was for a non-collapsible cheese soufflé. Uh-huh. That soufflé, of course, it falls a little bit. Every time you take it out of the oven, the soufflé is going to fall a little bit. But it didn't collapse. It didn't shrink to nothing. The secret was doubling the amount of egg whites. I watched her. It looked easy enough. I made my own soufflé after that. And it rose so high in the oven that it actually hit the element above. And I thought, this is great. And I was absolutely hooked. The reason people are afraid is because they're afraid it's going to fall. Well, James Beard said, a soufflé will fall if it knows you're afraid of it. Don't be afraid. When you take a soufflé out of the oven, it is certainly going to settle a little bit, but you have your guests waiting at the table. A soufflé will not wait for you. You wait for a soufflé and have them all ready, and you bring it in, whether it's a main course or a dessert, and you will earn your reputation as a cook.
Well, you're going to be giving a presentation on this.
Yes, at Fact and Fiction in Missoula on Saturday, May 10th. at 1:30 in the afternoon. I'm going to have my copper bowl and my big wire whip, and I'm going to show you how to whip up egg whites properly. It takes less than 3 minutes by hand. Once you have that mastered, then you've got the souffle mastered. May 10th at 1:30 in the afternoon at Fact and Fiction on Higgins in Missoula.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing that. I'll be there.
I've oh,
got
goody.
I've got to see this. I've never really done a souffle, and I've got to start doing
it. You will, and then we can talk about it later,
okay.
too.
Okay. Thanks so much. And for the rest of you, come back next time for
The Food Guys. Breakfast.